Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast. I'm Karen Bryan, founding editor of Europe à la carte, an online European travel guide where you'll find tips about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll talk about putting together your own holiday. That's buying the elements, the flights, the accommodation, the car hire separately, as opposed to buying a package. You can read the post in full and leave a comment at europeallacarte.co.uk/blog. We've been on quite a lot of do-it-yourself holiday over the years, and we've never had a problem, although you have to be aware if you put together your own holiday versus buying a package, you don't have as much financial protection if something goes wrong. So although it may be cheaper, there is a slight risk that you should be aware of before you start putting together your own holidays. I've been wanting to have a holiday in Malta for ages, and as soon as Ryanair, the low-cost airline, started flying there from Edinburgh last year, I was on the lookout for cheap flights. In mid-December 2010, I saw flights to Malta in May this year for £65 return per person. That is taking hand luggage only and paying by MasterCard prepaid debit card to avoid the £5 per person per flight Ryanair admin fee, which adds another £10 per person to your flight costs for a return flight. A couple of days ago, I thought it was time to get down to finding a hotel for our holiday in Malta. I was looking for half board in a 3 or 4 star hotel with verified guest reviews of at least 70%, where the hotel offered free Wi-Fi, at least in the lobby, and cost under £150 per person. My husband and I aren't that fussy about our accommodation or food, and have been quite happy staying in reasonably priced hotels on many holidays over the years. I started my search for a hotel in Malta using my favourite hotel price comparison site, Hotels Combined, which searches the databases of more than 30 travel sites, including Last Minute, Late Rooms, Expedia and Booking.com. My stipulation of free Wi-Fi certainly limited the hotel options. After a bit of digging around and cross-referencing with the hotel's own websites for photos and details about facilities, the best bet appeared to be the 4-star Sarida Hotel in Quara, which scored 72% from 225 verified reviews. That means guests actually stayed there before they could leave the review. And the price was around £90 per person for 7 nights on room only. Now, the hotel's combined price comparison site isn't perfect if you're looking for half or full board or an all-inclusive hotel, as most prices quoted on Hotels Combined are for room only or bed and breakfast. However, I find it's a good starting point for an accommodation search. After I decided the Sarida Hotel was our best bet, I compared the price for half board based on sharing a double or twin room for 7 nights in May on 3 sites which specialise in holiday accommodation. That was sunshine.co.uk, holidaynights.co.uk and holidayhypermarket.co.uk. Now, there wasn't that much variation in the prices. Sunshine was the cheapest at £124, Holiday Nights was £132, and Holiday Hypermarket was £136. So I booked the cheapest Sunshine. Therefore, the cost for the return flights and half-board accommodation for our holiday in Malta was £194 per person. Not too bad, really, and a good deal. Now, we're not expecting great things from the Sarida. Some of the main thing I picked up in the reviews is that people are not sure it deserves 4-star, but even if it's more 3-star standard, for the price we've paid and the fact that we'll be out and about a lot, we're not planning on spending a lot of time around the hotel, we'll hire a car. And as long as the room's clean, not too noisy, the Wi-Fi in the lobby has a decent signal and the food is okay, we'll be satisfied. So I'd be interested to hear your experiences in putting together your own holiday.